By the Bootstraps, episode 21, Fail Away. Hello, everyone, and welcome again to By the Bootstraps, a chronicle of my journey into podcasting and my other creative pursuits, too. This is Dave Lee, your host. And you might know that we had our two-night revival of The Pursuit of Awesome on Friday and Saturday nights, in case you're just tuning in. The Pursuit of Awesome was a Fringe Festival show, one-man show, starring my good friend David Harris, and it has juggling and comedy and physical stunts. And I was the producer on the show, which meant I wasn't in the show, but I assisted with a lot of different aspects of promoting it and running it and helping deal with the venues and things like that. And so we brought it back for two nights. The Fringe Festival here in Minnesota was back in August, and we had a great run there, very successful. And we just brought it back for sort of two special shows, not affiliated with Fringe or anything. And we didn't get the turnout we had hoped for, but it improved a lot on the second night. And both nights we had great audiences that were really into it and having fun. So that brings a lot of energy, even when it's, you know, seven people or whatever. And I mentioned in one of my last shows that I was terrified because I, in the Fringe in August, I had done a slideshow. I was running the slideshow from the, what do you call the back room, the tech room, and the slideshow was part of the storytelling of David's show and the comedy, and I was running it, and there was another guy doing the lights and the music, but this time, for this two-night revival, it was all me. I was doing the slideshow, the music, and the lights, and the first night, it was great. Everything was dead on, perfect. I think the only sort of complaint or the only change that we made was to make some of the music a little bit louder the second night. But I think I got a little overconfident after that perfect first night because the second night, well, it wasn't as perfect. So there was a technology problem where the CD player was not in the correct mode. So it started playing one of the songs early. And I had to quick turn that off and change the mode. And that screwed me up when it got to a particular point for the slideshow. So it sort of had a domino effect. And so I was rushing to get the slideshow going while David was talking. And then later in the show, I was looking at the script and getting ahead in the script to make sure I was getting, you know, I was prepared for the various cues, and I wasn't paying attention to what David was doing on stage, and I missed another music cue, which thankfully David's really great at this, and he turned it into a comedy moment. And overall, I don't think anybody even really noticed the problem, except maybe for the that one little snitch of music that played a little bit early. It was just like a couple of seconds of a song that wasn't supposed to play until later. So what this got me thinking about was the idea of failure and how you always hear that when you fail or when you get feedback, it's actually that's one of the quotes I've heard is that failure is feedback. And when you get that feedback, you can use that to keep iterating and improving and becoming better at whatever it is you do. I think that's already been true for me with podcasting. I've tried to keep improving. When I listen to old shows and things make me cringe, I think about, okay, what did I do that's annoying to me, and why, you know, why is it annoying to me, and do I need to change it, and how do I change it? And that does seem to work when you have something you're invested in and it's something that is ongoing or repeating or some sort of serial project. But that doesn't always have to be the case. I think sometimes it might make more sense to take failure as a sign that the thing that you were doing just isn't in your wheelhouse. Maybe it wasn't something you should have been doing in the first place. As far as this theater tech stuff, I tend to be very distractible. I'm very ADHD. Literally, I've been diagnosed. And maybe that's just not the best job for me. Maybe I could have recruited someone else to help out with that as the producer. I probably should have done that. But, you know, that's just not something that I'm ambitious about, and that being, you know, doing this theater tech stuff. I'm not doing this on a regular basis. There's not much point in investing a lot of energy in improving those skills unless they're applicable to something else. And so, you know, rather than thinking about it as, you know, what do they say, failing up, or that failure is feedback, sometimes it's best to just fail away. And again, just see that as, you know, well, you know, I have better things to do, things that are more in line with what I'm good at and what I really want to do. So if you have any thoughts about this, please do send me your feedback at dave.lee@northstarter.com. And you can tweet me at This is Dave Lee. Thanks as always for listening, and I will see you again tomorrow.